Health Promotions Officer Shanika John said persons exhibiting symptoms should seek medical care rather than trying to treat themselves at home. She said polyclinics will be opened this weekend to conduct vaccination and PCR testing.
So last evening we reported that we had an increase in 30 new cases of COVID-19 recorded in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And that really takes us up to a positivity rate of 9 point something, which is very close to 10, or even, you know, 10 as we sit today. We are definitely seeing an increase, a spike. At our last press conference, a lot of persons would have heard the medical officer of health and even our chief medical officer would have stated that we do anticipate that there is going to be a spike in cases across St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and we need people to be on their very high alert. And so we are starting to see it. And these persons are people who are symptomatic, as in they're sick. So we have quite a number of persons who are showing up at our A&E, our polyclinics, etc., seeking care. And so they're sick. And so we also have to consider those persons who may not be as sick and who are also at home right now, probably trying to self-diagnose themselves, trying to treat themselves, thinking that it will go away in a day or two. Those are the people we want you to go to your nearest health center. For this weekend, our polyclinics would be open and we're going to be offering PCR testing for free of charge. We're actually going into the Notley Ward Health District this weekend, the Chateaubelair, Spring Village, Rosebank to be more specific. And we're going to be offering free PCR testing and also COVID-19 vaccination.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John. Regionally, Minister of Health and Wellness in Jamaica, Dr. Christopher Tufton, has confirmed that the Mu variant of COVID-19 is in Jamaica, and the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Bahamas since the outbreak now stands at 19,139. Internationally, South Africa has started vaccinating children and adolescents as part of the global Phase 3 clinical trials of China's Sinovac biotech COVID-19 vaccine for children aged between 6 months and 17 years. The global study will enroll 2,000 participants in South Africa, and 12,000 others will be taking part in Kenya, the Philippines, Chile, and Malaysia. Meanwhile, the head of the WHO Europe was today pessimistic about vaccines' ability to put an end to the COVID-19 pandemic as new variants dash hopes of reaching herd immunity. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.